guys are excited. We've been skating since official start time of our camp was September 13th. So, you know, it's been a good month of skating anyways, and we had our guys in town beforehand as well. It's an excited group for sure. They're chomping at the bit to play some games here.
And I understand you said it was February 2020, the last game you played against Ryerson, right? What do you remember about that game?
The last game we played, it was an overtime game in playoffs, and they actually eliminated us. It was a good game. It was tight. I think it was a 2-1 game. I think they're from 2 years ago, or would have been the missed year last year. We have a lot of turnover on our team, so there's a lot of new faces, and I think for the returning players that we have, they're excited to get some redemption and get back after it. It's exciting for myself, for the guys, and I think for, you know, our institution to get the Thunderwolves back on the ice and be a proud community back at the Fort William Gardens. It'll be a lot of fun.
That was going to be my next question, Andrew, is the composition of the team, because as you mentioned, there's a lot of turnover, but is there a mix of older and younger guys this year, or a lot more younger, you think?
I think there's over 10 first-year players, which is kind of uncommon for us anyways. There's a lot of graduating players that have left our program, some players that moved on to play pro. So we have four returning forwards, we have four returning D, we have a returning goalie in Brock Aiken, and then we have Blake Wehrick, who would be a returning player, but he was a redshirt transfer from the NCAA. So we have a good mix, definitely, of some young guys and some returning faces as well.
So the million-dollar question, Andrew, have you been in the building since the renovations have happened, and have you seen the new scoreboard?
Yeah, absolutely. We've been practicing there since, I guess it would be after Thanksgiving. So the scoreboard definitely lights up the old Fort William Gardens, which, you know, our players would consider the best rink in the OUA to play in, best atmosphere, best fans, and I think it's just an added bonus when you get a nice new scoreboard for sure.
Andrew, what do you tell guys, the first-year guys that maybe haven't played a game in that building before? What do you tell them to expect?
Yeah, I mean, I think first and foremost, it's a big draw to bring players in here is the community support that we get. I think whenever a player comes into that building, even when no one's in there, you can kind of feel the energy. There's a lot of history and character, so it just makes a special place to play on top of, you know, a couple thousand fans a night, which is, you know, I think in youth sports over the existence of the Thunderwolves, we've had the best fans, the best turnout year in, year out. So it's a special place to play your home games for sure.